This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Racine Sheriff's Office is investigating an inappropriate video circulating online. The video involves Schulte school students but wasn't filmed there. Principal Damon Jackson is telling families not to share it or spread rumors about it. For more on this story, go to RacineCountyEye.com. Checking out a book from the Kenosha Library just got a little easier. The libraries tweaked their hours after measuring visitor traffic and getting input. Now they're watching to see if more patrons are served. The pilot hours will last through this year. The library board could decide to make them permanent. A Racine nonprofit working to fight human trafficking says it lost thousands to a failed fundraising platform. A local 501c3 used a platform called FlipCause to facilitate registration fees, but it can't be collected after the company filed for bankruptcy a few weeks ago. They're warning that other nonprofits could be affected but might not know yet. Go deeper on this story at the Racine County Eye. A celebration is being planned for the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday. Organizer Grace Allen says this year will involve readings and singing from students at Jurstad, Julian Thomas, Mitchell, and Gifford schools. There's also the laying of the wreath, which starts at 10 at his statue on Dr. King Drive. This year's King holiday theme is Mission Possible 2. Building community, uniting a nation the nonviolent way. Find out more at WRJN.com. Inmates of Wisconsin's prisons and county jails could get better access to hygiene products under a bill at the state capitol. The proposal would charge a normal rate for items like shampoo, soap, and lotion, and give inmates a basic monthly stipend to buy them. The bill's got a hearing earlier this week, and they have some bipartisan support. The same proposal did not make it through the legislature 2 years ago. The Racine Fire Department added it up. Firefighters responded to nearly 13,000 calls for help last year in 2025. That averages to more than 35 calls a day. More than three-quarters of the calls were for emergency medical services, and another 500-plus for car accidents and structure fires. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime, at WRJN.com.
The Bucks battle the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks and the Lakers tonight in Los Angeles. Milwaukee coming off a 120-113 loss to Golden State. Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just too many breakdowns. I just thought they made all the tough plays, all the loose balls, all the big rebounds, play through contact, and I didn't think we did that.
The Badgers on the road against Michigan tomorrow at noon. UW Parkside in Kenosha announces they'll have a women's flag football team next year. Parkside, the first Wisconsin college to offer scholarships for women's flag football. NFL, the Packers and Bears kick off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Soldier Field. It's the third time in just over a month the two teams have played each other.
It's a playoff atmosphere. Everybody's going to be a little more chippy. The edge is going to be there. The emotion is going to be there. And, you know, it's win or go home. So I definitely expect it to be a good game. But hopefully we on the good side of that.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a few clouds and lingering showers this morning, but it will become mostly sunny and it won't be as windy this afternoon. Our high today, 43. Tonight will drop to 30. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a little snow. We could get an inch or two. Our high tomorrow, 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.